SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Melanie McCarthy reflects on failed voice referendum, outlines path forward for Indigenous affairs. A sheriff says a third assassination attempt against Donald Trump has been thwarted. And a new plan announced to prepare Australia for the expected arrival of a deadly variant of bird flu. Indigenous Affairs Minister Melanie McCarthy says the federal government is working on ways to progress Indigenous affairs 1 year after the failed voice referendum result. The majority of Indigenous communities voted in favour of the proposal, but the ACT was the only jurisdiction with a majority yes vote, with more than 60% of residents voting in favour. Speaking to NITV News and SBS, Ms. McCarthy says it has been a difficult anniversary to reflect on. She adds the government is still working on ways to move forward, and that includes hearing views on a Makarrata Commission for Truth-Telling and Treaty.
When we saw the weaponisation of Indigenous issues throughout the referendum, it was an incredibly difficult and painful time, that kind of lowering of the debate on a matter that was so important. Tomorrow will be the first committee hearing of the Truth and Justice Bill by the Senate that will travel across the country and enable Australians to give their voice to what the next steps should be.
1 year on from the failed referendum outcome for Indigenous constitutional recognition, campaigners say there has been a setback in progress for Indigenous affairs. Yes campaigner Thomas Mayo says it has been disappointing to see no proponents try to cancel all things First Nations. He says it's time to rebuild hope and trust.
And we've seen that through their efforts to wind back welcomes to country and acknowledgements of country. There's been a resistance against those. There's been continuing disinformation about almost anything that's positive in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander affairs. It's urgent that we rebuild empathy and hope to achieve rights for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country and to close the gap, and that's the only way that we're going to get there.
A man with a shotgun, a loaded handgun, ammunition and several fake passports has been arrested in what a sheriff says was likely a third assassination attempt of Donald Trump. The former president had yet to arrive at a rally in California when a 49-year-old Las Vegas resident attempted to gain entry by claiming to be a journalist. The suspicion of law enforcement officers was raised when they noticed the fake number plate on his vehicle. A search revealed the illegal possession of the multiple firearms. Riverside County Chief Sheriff Chad Bianco says law enforcement officers deserve praise for how they handled the incident. He says he believes a third assassination attempt of Donald Trump was thwarted, but he refused to speculate about the suspect's motives or frame of mind, saying that would be a matter for the FBI to investigate.
I couldn't care less what political party he belongs to. I honestly think that's the stupidest thing in the world, that we have to label something and we're labeling this as politics. From my perspective in law enforcement, that group, if in fact it turns out that he is part of the sovereign citizens group, they are certainly considered a far right group. So I think it's fringe one way or the other. I couldn't care less. It's people trying to do harm, and thank God we prevented it.
The man arrested has been identified as Vem Miller. He has been released on bail and is due to appear in court on January 2. The King of Bhutan, Jigme Khaesan Migyel Wangchuk, has met with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese during his maiden 8-day visit to Australia. Bhutan's embassy says the king will conduct community events in Sydney, Canberra and Perth. While many Bhutanese community members will enjoy an audience with the monarch, Lhotshampa refugees say they have been denied such access. They say they have sought an audience with the king to demand the release of family members incarcerated in Bhutanese prisons as political prisoners. The federal government has announced $95 million to fund a series of measures to prepare for bird flu. While Australia is the only continent free of the H5N1 variant of avian influenza, farmers have been warned to prepare for its arrival. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says while no cases of H5N1 have been detected in Australia yet, it's important to be prepared for its impact if it does arrive.
It is very likely that this strain will eventually reach Australia. Spring is the most likely time for it to hit because of those migratory bird species that will come in from countries where this strain is prevalent. We are doing our very best to make sure that we don't see mortality that would send threatened species extinct in the wild. We're trying to prevent that.
As part of the plan, $22.1 million is being set aside for vaccine development for human protection against bird flu. Chief Medical Officer Professor Paul Kelly says vaccines are also being prepared as part of the precautions.
I'd say just very clearly that there's an extremely low risk of human disease from this particular organism right now in Australia. It's really when, not if, that this arrives. And we've seen in other parts of the world, whilst it has been rather mild human disease so far, this virus is changing very quickly.
Australians are being urged to check their tech devices to ensure they're ready when the 3G service is switched off in the next fortnight to increase support for 4G and 5G. The switchover is expected to boost the data capacity, speed and capability of Australia's mobile networks, but older devices could be rendered non-operational by the change, including an inability to dial emergency services on 000. Any connected tech product that relies on 3G, including medical devices, could also be impacted. Communications Minister Michelle Rowland urged people not to wait the last moment to check their tech devices.
The 3G switchover is fast approaching. It's important because it's going to enable better 4G and 5G mobile technology, and that's going to mean better capacity and speed of our networks. But in the lead up to the switchover on the 28th of October, I urge all Australians to check your tech, including connected devices like medical alarms and smartwatches that might rely on 3G.
A new study has found infant and toddler food found in supermarkets falls short of nutrient requirements set out by the World Health Organization. The Monash University data suggests 23% of food products met all nutrient requirements, while 43% exceeded recommended limits for sugar. In 2023, commercial baby food sales in Australia, including prepared baby food, generated over $370 million in revenue. Lead researcher and dietitian Dr. Alexandra Chung says government action needs to be taken on the issue.
We're really pleased that the government has shown interest in improving commercial foods for babies and toddlers. The government has recently consulted on this topic, so experts have been able to provide their recommendations. And what we would like to see is comprehensive regulation that's tighter around what can go into these foods, as well as the way they're labelled and promoted to parents and families.
Israel's military says four soldiers were killed in a Hezbollah drone attack that hit central Israel, injuring more than 60 people. With Israel's advanced air defense systems, it's rare for so many people to be hurt by drones or missiles. Israeli media reported that two drones were launched from Lebanon and the military says one was intercepted. The Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group claimed responsibility, saying it targeted a military camp. Hezbollah says the strike was retaliation for two Israeli strikes in Beirut on Thursday that killed 22 people. Paramedic Rafi Sheva says many of those injured need to be taken to hospital immediately.
It was a difficult scene. The impact of the drone strike caused injuries due to the blast and shrapnel. serious injuries. Those injured needed life-saving treatment and were quickly evacuated to the hospitals.
And to sport in tennis, Novak Djokovic has been denied his 100th title, falling in straight sets to Jannik Sinner at the Shanghai Masters. This season has been the Sinner's most successful on tour, with 7 trophies so far this year, including 2 Grand Slams, 3 ATP Masters 1000 titles, and wins in Rotterdam and Halle. 24 times Grand Slam champion Djokovic had been aiming to become one of 3 players in history to claim 100 titles, alongside Jimmy Connors and Roger Federer. The victory confirms Sinner's position at the top of the ATP rankings for the remainder of the 2024 season. The 23-year-old is still dealing with the possibility of a doping ban to be applied. This after the World Anti-Doping Agency launched an appeal against a ruling clearing him of wrongdoing following 2 positive drug tests. He's still able to play while the case is ongoing. He says he's doing his best to stay focused.
Physically, I'm ready to play for a longer amount of time at the highest level possible. Also mentally, I'm ready to accept every tough situation on the court, and which I think that's the biggest step I made forward, and you know, just trying to stay as calm as possible and even to keep working hard.
And having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, sunny day and a top of 33, Perth, a shower or 2, 23 degrees, Adelaide, partly cloudy, 27, Melbourne, a shower or 2, 20, Hobart, possible shower, 23, Albury, Wodonga, mostly cloudy, 24, Canberra, showers with a possible storm and a top of 23, Wollongong, showers increasing, 23, Sydney, similar conditions and 25 degrees, Newcastle, showers and 24, Brisbane, partly cloudy and 25 degrees, Townsville, mostly cloudy, 26, Cairns, a shower or 2, 31, Alice Springs, sunny, 34 degrees, Darwin, a shower or 2 and 33 degrees, and the Torres Strait Islands, a sunny day ahead and a top of 31 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.